Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Believers, you know what time it is. We're back here. We're talking season 4, episode 7 of Lucha Underground, the gift that keeps on giving, because we're here. We're the gift that keeps on giving right here on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Give it to you. We got the beat.
Yes.
We got it right before. Oh, how indicative of the show.
Get it.
I love the contrast of that new intro with X.
You're telling us on the NXT show we came into a chorus of booze.
See, I'm just gonna enjoy this for the rest.
The Sandman in ECW used to come out to a chorus of booze.
Hey, God damn it, guys. You know what time it is. It's about that time. We're right here on the Lucha Underground After Show on AfterBuzz TV. My name is Ty Matthews. Y'all can find me on all forms of social media at Ty Matthews PMA. We have got, oh Jesus, please be easy on this panel. We have got an all-star panel tonight. We've got faces new, faces old, faces kind of in the middle. You know, we're running the whole gamut. To my left, she's a writer over on Up Rocks with Spandex. She covers all things New Japan Pro Wrestling. You can find her online at Emily Up Pat. Ladies and gentlemen, Emily Pratt.
Hello, AfterBuzz TV audience.
What's good?
Are we just going to play this the whole time that the show happens,
exactly.
Natural Born Killers?
It'll be like a New Jack match.
Okay, good.
Two Emily's left. Once again, another member of the With Spandex family. You can find him online at Mr. Brandon Stroud because he's Mr. Brandon Stroud.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
I am a professional. Welcome to this television broadcast.
And, of course, two Brandons left. He's been here since day one. Used to man the ones and twos. A friend of our good friend Nancy, our beloved soundboard. May she rest in peace. You can find him online at Mark B. Donica because he's Mark B. Donica.
Okay.
I'm just a loquacious,
we got a lot to get to,
verbose gentleman.
And I'm not going to start out at 11 because we have to build there because this show that is at the edge of our seats.
That's one thing I didn't like about Stranger Things is that it started at 11.
God damn it. I hate everything forever. Guys, let's get into this first matchup. Sammy Guevara taking on the savage Jake Strong.
Have we figured out why Jake Strong is a savage yet?
I don't see a lot of savagery going on.
WWE should market characters like that and just be like, he's the pygmy Seth Rollins, for no reason.
He looks like a Viking, right? He looks like a Viking.
Kind of.
With his beard. It looks like he's going to go, like, pillage or whatever. That's when I saw him, I was like, oh, that's why. It's because he looks like a Viking.
Okay,
this was a question mind filled in.
Good
I was
answer.
Like, of course.
Oh,
he's like a marauder.
I think I spent too long watching him as, like, a white meat, like, Oklahoma boy. I've never once put that together.
He didn't even change his clothes. He's still just wearing Jack Swagger's gear.
Yeah, exactly.
He looks like an angry carny. So I still, I mean, savage. Also
sure,
savage.
Sure.
But I don't... Yeah, I don't. It's the savage part's not hitting me yet.
The Macho Man Randy Swagger.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. He's not really acting particularly savage. Like
he hits his chest a lot and he goes,
like he's not putting on submission holds for any longer than anyone else would normally put them on for.
He's very calm.
Right. Exactly. It's one of those ironic nicknames.
A nice breeze, Jake Strong. I love me some Sammy Guevara, though. I'm excited to see Sammy actually get to be a character on the television show.
Sure.
I love him so much that the lighting changed. That's how much I love
it's
him.
It's a strong... Exactly. It's a deep appreciation.
I really wanted Sammy Guevara to come in as Prince Puma 2,
mm-hmm.
because he would give you that same sort of vibe that Ricochet gave you.
I can see that.
But as sort of like an up-his-own-butt... jerk.
Right.
Like, he's like an evil. He's like Koji Kanemoto when he was Tiger Mask. Like,
oh boy.
He's got like an edge to him.
Okay.
I like that. That's what I wish he'd be used for.
I can buy that.
But we got to see so much of his butt on this show.
Before we get to that, I also want to talk about the Matt Stryker's call that the doctors were able to save Famous Me's leg. like getting put in the ankle lock put him at risk of amputation?
Thank goodness he's okay. Yeah. I was so worried.
Because he did the thing with it where he like popped it, and then was that the same thing that happened to Famous B? And then because I didn't see that match, and then they were like, "Oh, you might have to amputate it if you get your ankle dislocated."
Is it
and
like a cat?
Just savage.
That is pretty savage to just like pop people, well, do whatever he's popping there. I don't know.
Popped his ankle because Famous B can't be popping them bottles at the club.
All right, oh. That's a moratorium on puns, ladies and gentlemen. Aww. No more.
Have you met
no more. Rest of the show.
Aww. Ding in Cuban chat says he's savage because he's out to prove the WWE wrong.
I mean, I get.
Are we still
like,
doing that?
I get that.
Is it 1997? What are we doing?
I get that. I just don't think there's anything particularly savage about that.
Maybe Famous B's ankle needed to be amputated, possibly because deep submission holds in Lucha can work like the casket, the funerary box can.
Sure.
Where if you die, if you're just put in a casket for some reason, if you're put into a submission move, it just breaks your leg.
Yeah, I could. Yeah, actually, that's probably the most plausible argument I've heard. I buy that.
Yes.
We also saw a moonsault off of a balcony from Sammy Guevara.
Moonsault off the balcony like 3 minutes into the opening match.
I was gonna say, like, usually they like to save those for either big title matches or big trios matches, big multi-man matches.
For a character that we don't even know, really.
That was my main thing.
So you're saying that this wasn't a big match?
Not this one.
Okay.
It wasn't as big as Bad Steve.
Fair. Big Bad Steve.
No one's as big or bad as Big Bad Steve.
Love Big Bad Steve.
You don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit in the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Big Bad Steve.
Big Bad Steve.
Favorite mixtape.
Jesus Christ.
Emily, what do you prefer in a wrestler, than being big or than being bad?
I would say big is a more versatile quality.
Yeah, good call. Yeah. Good call.
Yeah, that's fair.
My favorite WWE star was Bad Cass.
Oh, mine was Bad Show.
I love Bad E as well.
Oh yeah, Bad E. Yeah. Show. Now we
every Raw is a bad show.
Bad E though, like heel turn name, that's incredible. Yeah. And then be like an old timey like bank robber, like a baddie, and wear like a mask. I think this is
And your entrance is spoken voiceover by these traipsing out yes. into the ramp.
I just want WWE to back themselves into a corner where they have to promote a guy called Bad Show.
Well, no, everybody remembers.
Tune into Raw to see the Bad Show.
Everybody remembers that heart wrenching storyline between Bad Show and Bad Boss Man.
That's true.
Yeah.
My daddy dead. In the Blues Brothers car for some reason. Yeah.
With deepest regrets and tears that are soaked.
I'm sorry.
Your dad finally croaked. He lived a full life on his own terms. Soon he'll be buried and eaten by worms. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Just a scholar and a gentleman.
Just a
I do legitimately miss the Big Boss Man.
I can't remember like what my teacher's names were in school, but I can remember every
but
word of the Big Boss Man's poem.
Exactly.
His touching eulogy.
What a nasty bastard.
You know what? Exactly.
His mama said he was a nasty bastard.
Speaking of people that are gone too soon, we will get to yet another sacrifice.
No!
Soon! Sorry. But real quick, guys, let me talk to you. Let me holler at you, man. I'm playing. Now, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite television shows. That's everything from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's absolutely no network out there that works harder to serve TV fans. But we need your help. We are asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. Now, by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you. And guess what? You'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow just like we've been doing all these years. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, hey, don't be, because those bad boys are optional. You just click them right off. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels while you're at it. Let us know you did so in the comments and we will thank you on the air. Mark, do you have any?
No, I do not.
I keep forgetting to do that.
To pull it. But it's because I didn't look. But
I thought that's what you were doing. Guys,
for now, thank you for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk. Now, Mark, what were you saying?
I was more bringing up the idea that this network is wonderful because we cover all of your favorite wrestling shows.
Sure.
We've got NXT, SmackDown, Raw.
Who's on the NXT panel?
I forget. A bunch of J-O's. But
J-O's.
J-O's. We also have the Women's Pro Wrestling Weekly, which is a great show. And Xbox 1-360, this week we had Matt Riddle on. That's timely.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, and he it was a real good interview. You probably want to listen to it. that's all I'm saying. Here, let's go from last week. Frank Martinez says, the Lucha Underground After Show is the absolute best! Because he shouted it. I didn't want to shout into the microphone. Ty and Jimbo are just the two most awesome individuals to ever recap a wrestling show.
All shot.
Be at it. You guys are number one.
You're both tied.
Stony Guerrero says, feels like every episode someone debuts and dies. We're getting a lot more.
Is that on Lucha Underground or on the after show? Because that also is starting to feel like it here.
Doesn't say.
This is my second appearance this season, so I'm toast.
And Ghost 8386 says, great panel.
Can we talk briefly about how many people have died this season?
Seven.
It's brought it up. Seven.
We counted seven.
We have barely started this season, and the mortality rate is staggering.
Four sacrifices.
Antonio Jeremiah Crane
died in a casket.
Now it's just Strong Bad.
Phoenix died in a casket. Mm-hmm. And Masquerita Sagrada was brutally murdered for the benefit of rabbits.
Bludgeoned to death.
By the brothers.
Man, have you gotten to get to that part yet, Emily? Oh, man. got a lot of ground to cover.
Let's do it.
So let's talk about these sacrifices. We were all very, very excited when we saw one of our favorites, friend of the show, Vinny Massaro, making an appearance.
It's whenever anybody just shows up in the middle of the ring these days anyway, this most current season of Lucha Underground, it's never good.
Never good. Never good thing.
That segment was a real piece of shit.
Yeah, all of it.
Are you going to pie face me for making another pun?
Everything.
Hey, my jokes deliver. What can I say?
Emily, please save us. What are your thoughts on Vinny Massaro?
He's good. He's pretty funny. He should probably fight Taguchi in New Japan because they have the same joke where they can't run the ropes without getting winded.
I think we can get
like butt humor versus pizza humor. I don't know. That seems like a home run. But
I can make that work.
Do you think we're ever getting Taguchi America?
I hope so. He did King of the Indies.
Yeah.
He wore an In-N-Out hat in Long Beach. So
there we go.
Hopefully this is part of a...
Mm-hmm. Let's make that
expansion.
Happen. Make that happen.
Make it happen.
Funky Weapon.
They have the U.S. title. That's like their only title, so has to happen.
Funky Weapon versus Snoring Elbow. Yes. Let's make it happen.
In all seriousness, we lost two greats in this segment.
We did. We also lost the second appearance of the Pizza Delivery Man.
He was toast. Second appearance.
Some may think he's Kikutaro. Some may say.
Some may think that by the fact that when you go meet Kikutaro, it shows he wears his mask on the top of his head.
I was going to say, perched precariously.
It's not a great secret.
No.
The first time I met Kikutaro and actually had a conversation with him, he went on and on about like what an incredible debt he's in.
I was like,
I'm so sorry, Kikutaro.
That's why I had to get another job as a pizza delivery guy.
I think he was just trying to get me to buy merch.
Yeah,
and it worked.
I hope that's how he gets people
to buy
merch.
Why he was so insistent on getting that tip.
Yes.
He's in debt.
I love him offering the wallet to Matanza. Like, Matanza's going to be like, shit, a wallet?
Real leather.
I also love the idea of Vinny, like, being summoned to the ring, but just keeping his wallet on him. Like,
all right,
I might need this.
I would suspect no one other than Vinny Massaro to go to the ring with their wallet.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate Vinny Massaro as pro wrestling's only depressed character.
Sure.
Because I don't know how depressed you guys have ever been, but when you go outside in pajama pants and you put your wallet and your keys and your phone like in one pocket,
and then zip that pocket up.
Oh boy.
Yep. But this match, we were kind of surprised at how long this match went and how much offense that Vinny got.
Matanza has presumably absorbed the life force of two other people, and yet Vinny lasted the longest.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Yeah, it was the power of the pineapple pizza.
Well, we talked about it a little while we were watching, and the I think it was season three when Vinny faced off with Cage. Mm. Like, that match was a lot better and kind of a lot more balanced than I thought it would ever be.
Yeah. But the fact that we got a entertaining contest, but we also got a wonderful interaction between him and Antonio. I ordered you pizza.
It was pretty good.
And then it was like, yeah, he gets a pizza, and it's Kiku. This is pineapple. And like, it was a whole fun segment. And then Matatsu was really angry.
Never has the Kevin Sorbo disappointed drop
been
more applicable.
How do we all feel about pineapple on pizza?
Fine.
I think pineapple tastes good on pizza because it counters the saltiness of the cheese and the sauce.
I mean, that's a no-go for me, but I have the palate of a five-year-old, so I can't really weigh in on that.
Emily, thoughts on pineapple on pizza?
I support it, but I think only pineapple pizza is insane. I don't know why anyone would
make that choice. I'm a combo person. Pepperoni and pineapple?
It has to be with other
things. Pepperoni and pineapple is the best. It's real good.
Interesting.
It's a lot of... I used to work at a pizza place, and somebody used to get pineapple jalapeno pizza, which is just, like, all of the acid. But, like, it's so, like, powerful.
I didn't think milk would be a good combination with pizza. You just gotta... combat the... Fine! Whatever! I can speak logically once.
Pizza is covered in cheese, you know, and cheese.
Yeah! And it's also covered in jalapenos when it's something like that. Mm-hmm. For God's sake, the cheese is soaked. It's soaked.
Our conversation about the match was that Vinny would have won if he had been in shape. That was sort of the story.
If he had worked on his cardio a little bit more, gotten a few reps on those ropes before hitting the second snoring elbow.
He was going for Liberty Bell's finisher. How do you spell freedom? And then bouncing off the ropes to chant USA and then hit a big strike. Liberty Bell. That's what they're doing. Everyone's trying to be Liberty Bell. Lacey Evans on NXT is
that's
trying to
what
be
it
Liberty
is,
Bell.
Exactly.
Vinny Massaro is trying to be. Well, so, he was trying to
that
be.
That was now sadly, he's dead.
Matanza hits Vinny with the Wrath of the Gods onto the pizza. Kiku comes in, doesn't fare too much better.
Culinary psychology, bringing the pizza back.
Exactly. But they're both sacrificed to the gods.
Gods!
I really hope
you can do it. I can.
I hope that we get some sort of pocket dimension that has everyone that's been sacrificed,
like dimension.
Soldier.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. Mr. Pectacular is just hanging out.
He's just flexing.
Exactly,
as you do.
Yeah, you know,
like humans do.
Just the little phantom zone of the temple.
There needs to be a phantom of the temple.
Oh, that's true. Huh?
Why hasn't there been a phantom?
La Fantasma.
WCW had a phantom.
Isn't that Sting?
Yeah, he turned out to be Rick Rude. Spoiler alert for 30 years ago. Sorry, everyone.
Make sure to check out the best and worst of WCW.
Sorry. Guys, let's talk about the Black Scorpion. Who do you think he is? It's got to be Ole Anderson based on those promos.
Who is fake Sting? Exactly.
Which one? Jeff Jarrett or Barry Windham?
Windham.
Oh, good.
So... Now, we thought...
Question answered. Mystery solved.
We thought we were going to have a 6-way match for the Gift of the Gods title, which we originally thought was going to be a 7-way match for the Gift of the Gods title.
Yeah.
Now we find out there's going to be a trios match. The winning team will then face off in a triple threat for the Gift of the Gods title. I like the idea of Antonio just, like, having, like, a chalkboard and just going, like, no, not that. And then the next week, no, shit, still no.
Well, Dario used to have the little, like, names cut out that he would, like, arrange on
paper.
Oh,
that's true. That's right. That's right.
So don't forget that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Emily, what do you think about Safari Antonio?
I liked when he said, I wrote down the full quote, fire that poor excuse for a man, he's dead weight. And I was like, wow, I hope I get to the point in my life where I can say that to somebody.
Poor
man. That and this. Those are my two most aspirational Lucha Underground lines. So I felt really good about him this episode.
He said he had a filthy shirt.
Yes, queen.
Yes, queen.
He's good. I wrote down, like, oh, his gross voice, like, 3 times in my notes.
This match is on fleek.
Yeah.
So bad.
On fleek. This bitch empty. Yeet.
Oh, boy.
This modelo is empty.
We'll get into predictions a little bit later, but just real quick, do we think that we're at any point in the season going to have a face-off between Antonio and Dario?
Face-off?
It's going to take his face.
I'm going to say that if it happens, mm-hmm. it's the stinger at the end of Ultima Lucha. I think that if any Dario Cueto content is going to happen,
sure,
it will happen at the end of the finale. The that has to be it.
That makes sense.
Sets up season 5 to be Dario versus Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just him just doing double duty.
Exactly, and like, exactly. Oh,
and we get to have great, like, mirror scenes between, like, them in the same room.
I'm so glad, where Antonio comes out of his office and is like, Dario, I hate you. And then he goes back in his office and you wait, like, 30 seconds. And then Dario comes out and he's like, no, I hate you. And then he goes back in.
You just do, like...
It's like that cartoon where the dog has to tunnel out of prison and he tunnels up into the television of the warden.
And he has to act out what's on TV.
That's one of the best cartoons of all time.
It's so good.
Have you not seen that? That's classic.
Incredible. Oh,
man.
I am very uncool. I don't know. Sorry, everyone. Sorry.
Okay, so let's talk about this trios match.
Yeah, there was a lot of math happening, like you said.
Exactly.
Well, so do we have the trios match first?
Yes, let's talk about the trios match first. We've got Son of Havoc, Ivelisse, and the Mac taking on the team of Dragon Azteca Jr., Desmond X. Some might say that stands for something. And, Who's the other person?
King Cuerno. The homie King Cuerno. Also, if you watched the episode, what he was just referencing there is the fact that Matt Stryker decided to say Desmond X. Some would say that the X stands for... What did he say the X stands for?
X marks the spot.
Yes, that's what it was.
Some say the X represents, like, another... thing.
But it says Xavier across his butt.
Right on his butt. Right there.
Right on his booty.
It's...
Yeah.
Like, if it's enough of a problem for you guys to have to change his name, like, why couldn't you just, like, get him some new trunks, too?
Or he takes Vinny Mazzaro's sweatpants and puts them over.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to abridge my comment from while we were watching the show. Mm-hmm. I think Desmond Xavier looks like Darren Young and Rey Mysterio had a child.
Oh, boy.
He's like a lithe Darren Young with Rey Mysterio's tattoo scheme.
Oh, sure. I could see that for sure.
Yeah. And Bob Backlund's his godfather, yes, as opposed to the actual father. There so he gets the morals.
He does.
The Ryan morals.
And he can... And he can name all of the presidents in order.
Yes, of course. Naturally.
It's very important.
Exactly.
Any American should.
I don't remember a ton about the Trios match, I'm not gonna lie.
It was very utility. Like, it was there just to get to the triple threat.
Well, kind of like the 30-second battle royal that we saw last week. It's just, like, means to an end.
I'm not a huge fan of that. I'm not a huge fan of using a chunk of the show just to set up a match that you could have just done.
Yeah, exactly.
But you get two matches... It's more time for the segment, and I like how it's shaken up the expectations. Like, everything with the Gift of the Gods Championship leading up to now has been, and one more thing, but it's been cool. You know, but if you win, you get to choose who can't be in it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
That adds a different level of storytelling. Like, you don't have to have a scene where Prince Puma is snarling at a punching bag and be like, I'm gonna beat you up, and then he punches through and snarls like a puma, like he's a cat man, like a cat man. But instead, you just have it all in the ring.
Sure,
you have it all in the ring, and you have Willie Mack making all these decisions because he's had to make all of the decisions.
I liked the idea of Willie making that decision. I just hated that was had to have been the shortest battle royal in history.
It was like the WrestleMania 17 gimmick battle royal.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, they couldn't. It had to be Iron Sheik because he couldn't
go over the top rope.
No. Oh, boy.
I need to get this out of my system.
Oh, boy.
Sorry, I had to do it. It's been sitting in my...
Wondering if that was coming.
My guts. Yeah.
Okay, so what else? We have our dear friend William Mack.
Mm-hmm. William the Mac.
Billy Mac.
Mm-hmm. Billy Mac.
Exactly. Billy Mac here with some chocolate thunder for you.
The running, the charging avalanches in the corner.
Jesus Christ. I can't imagine being against those turnbuckles and having a large man run at me with the ferocity of the Willy face.
I loved his tummy first Luthez press.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to hit you with my tummy.
Yeah.
My soft belly.
I like that it's
my baby.
It's inching closer to his offense just being Lucha Steve Austin.
Mm.
That's all it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just like, I'm going to hit you with Luthez, a stunner, maybe an arm drag here or there.
Steve Austin's famous arm drag.
You know all those arm drags that Stone Cold did?
Yeah.
Exactly. So...
Precisely.
Right. So where do we go from here?
I mean...
Where do we go now?
Eventually, Desmond X, Dragon Azteca Jr., King Cuerno, get the win.
It
was kind of easy to see that that's where it was going to happen when you have two-thirds. The storyline that they seem to be going forward with the Trios Champions and having Aaron Fox watching. It was hard to
do. Do you mean Killshot?
I do mean Killshot.
That was Killshot.
His name is Killshot.
Also, Shane Strickland.
Shane Strickland.
Yes, that, also that gentleman.
Also,
shout out Tacoma, Washington. You can park there for like 12 hours for like $5. My favorite place that I've ever worked.
What a specific. What a very specific.
I think about that
perk.
Every time I see strangers. Shane Strickland. Is how psyched I was to pay $5 for parking in Tacoma, Washington. Woo! I'm not from Tacoma, I'm from Renton. Okay, very specific information. In case anyone's listening from Washington, don't like...
Any Washington townies.
It's really hard to buy a house in Renton.
God damn it.
I thought I liked the triple threat match a lot.
Uh-huh.
I thought it got really fun. Some of the stuff Desmond X was doing was a little much, I thought.
Sure.
He was just like, hey, I'm going to flip. I'm on TV. I'm going to flip again.
Real quick, before we get into that, we see Mil Muertes hit the scene after the Trios match ends and damn near murder Willie Mack by giving him the most dangerous apron bomb you've ever seen
That's
in your
life.
That's
how you do.
He didn't get him all the way up. He just kind of inverted him.
Dude, it was the Kevin Nash giant jackknife, but onto an apron, which
in the general direction of
which some might say is the hardest part of the ring.
I wouldn't say that.
No, you ever heard that?
No.
No. Well, I've heard it, but I wouldn't say it.
The hardest part of the ring is the post.
Exactly. That's much harder.
Come on.
It's much, much harder.
Hardest part of the ring?
The mental game.
But then, okay, so here's, and I think we all kind
of... The hardest part of the ring? Alex Wright.
That's one that can... Okay, so I think we all kind of had the same reaction. So, like, Milmore just hits the scene, beats the shit out of everyone. Killshot runs down and looks like he's about to save Son of Havoc.
He should have slid down the rail. He would have gone there a lot faster.
Exactly. But
on
just
a skateboard.
Turns at the last second and just clobbers him. And then starts, like, beating up Mil.
Solid lucha stuff.
Exactly. It was a good lucha thing.
It was a good lucha.
There's a whole lot of, like, floating alignment happening this season. I'm not really sure who's a Technico and who's a Rudo. They're just kind of showing up and attacking everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure if I love that or not.
I feel like that's always been one of the hallmarks, is there's more kind of shades of gray than there are on your average wrestling show. But this season, yeah, especially.
Mm-hmm. I agree. It's like,
Would you say there are more than 50?
Well, guys.
I mean, come on. This is the same show where Vampiro healed Pentagon by, like, sexually abusing him.
That swing was real weird.
Yeah, so if I ever break my back, I hope that someone hangs me from hooks and then hits me in the back with a barbed wire baseball bat.
That's how you fix things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If the doctors have taught me anything.
Dr. Wagner has taught me anything.
First of all, shout out to our iTunes listeners. Second of all, what shade of gray is that shirt?
What shade of gray is this shirt?
Yeah. Of the 50.
It's called Christian.
Ooh.
It's very secretive. But it costs a lot of money, but it turned out that it's actually pretty lame.
Guys, speaking of iTunes.
Speaking of
Anastasia Steele.
If you're watching this on YouTube, first of all, you get all these sweet flashing lights, and it's like a big old party. But if you're working out, if you're stuck in traffic, if you're listening to us on iTunes, we also appreciate you even.
Use take two.
You know, you stay tuned. That's fine. So go ahead and download, comment, review, subscribe, rate, 5 stars if nasty. Keep on listening on iTunes.
Janet Jackson's going to give us 5 stars. That's really exciting.
That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Brian Knobs as well.
That's been 5 stars if you're nasty. Has been my bit for like 3 seasons now. I don't know why I started saying it.
Old Knobber. We did get a fresh iTunes review.
There you go.
Read it.
Please don't let Brandon be on the show anymore?
No, it's nasty because there's 5 stars.
There you go.
This is from Taboo 316.
Cheers.
My name is Frank Martinez, and I need to say something. Got to say to you guys, awesome job. Ty, Jimbo, and Rachel. Sorry. As well, hold on. As well as the other guests are absolutely great.
There you go.
Love to watch YouTube recap and listen to the podcast at work. Can't get enough of you guys. I'm always waiting for the next week's episode to broadcast so I can enjoy the AfterBuzz TV review of my favorite wrestling show, Lucha Underground.
What a mensch. What a mensch Frank is.
I've also subscribed to Monday Night Raw, SmackDown, NXT, Lucha Underground, and Xbox 1-360 shows and love every show from AfterBuzz. Best thing ever!
There you go.
Thank you, Taboo.
Yeah.
You are nasty. 5 stars.
So, back to this triple threat match. even.
Triple Lucha.
Triple Lucha, exactly.
This series of singles matches that led to a seven-person match, which led to a battle royal, which led to a six-person match, which led to a trios match, mm-hmm. which led to a triple threat, exactly. which will lead to someone having a title belt that they have to then announce to get a championship shot later.
You nailed it. That's fine.
You could also just run out and punch the champion.
You could just, exactly. That you could just say, hey, I want a title match.
Roman Reigns has been doing it for like 5 years.
That tends to work, exactly.
Roman Reigns will lose on pay-per-view clean and then show up and be like, I'm the number one contender. And no one
does. And they're like, oh, that checks out.
Just don't slap your thighs at me,
please. It's just Robin Hood men in tights. He gets another shot.
Real quick, can we talk about also how many Sin Cara kicks were in that match?
Oh boy, so many.
If you don't know what the Sin Cara kick is, it's that thing that guys do where they're standing on the apron and someone charges them and they duck to the side and then jump up and put their foot up. It's a Sin Cara kick, and there were like eight of them.
Exactly. I believe I've heard Excalibur refer to it as a gamangiri before.
Okay.
If it's to the front of the head.
Great.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I don't think they're Kawada-esque.
But it's nah.
Every time it happens, it goes.
Yeah.
As well.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
I thought it was more like a.
Because right.
I don't think Beyond the Mat even had as much Foley as. Oh.
Okay. All right. I enjoyed that one. Ella, what'd you think of this match? What leapt out at you?
Mostly I just saw Desmond Xavier at PWG for the first time, and I thought, oh, this was taped before that, because he has improved since then. I was like, oh, he's, like, greener now. When he was introduced, I wrote down, like, oh, he's a baby. He is, like, a baby. He's, like, the temple baby. Him and, like, Sammy Guevara.
He's the temple baby.
The temple. The babies of the temple.
Temple babies. Temple babies is going to be a great cartoon.
Yes. Babies. Temple babies. It's like
Muppet can we get
babies,
nanny?
There's just like a lot of blood.
Exactly. Yeah. Like yeah. The nanny's legs are just covered in blood.
Yeah.
Who's Skeeter? Oh, Marty and Mariposa are Scooter and Skeeter.
There you go.
The Mac is Rolf.
Yeah.
Of course. The Mac is Rolf, which would make Kermit would be Johnny Mundo. No, he's a little humble for that. Miss Piggy should be Johnny Mundo.
There you
and
go.
Kermit should be Taya.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
That's all right.
The real star of the show.
I dig it.
Animal is Matanza, clearly.
Who's Gonzo?
Oh.
Sammy Guevara.
No. It's got to be... Vinny?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like that.
All right, I was going to say Paul London. Yes.
Paul London's a good choice.
That's also very good.
Especially since Vinny got vanished.
Yes, Vinny's dead now.
Yep.
I hope that Vinny changes his Twitter to Vinny Pizarro's ghost.
Okay.
And he just keeps tweeting with the same frequency.
Right.
Okay, real kayfabe question here.
Mm-hmm.
What happens during the sacrifice?
They go away.
Right, but what physically happens?
It's like an alternate dimension thing. I think it is like a Star Trek situation.
They just like phase into another dimension?
Yeah. They just kind of get like spirited away. Yeah.
So are they still...
Transmogrification?
So are they still in that space, just in a different... like realm, like in God of War.
Well, I hope it's that they're under the ring, like Little People's Court, and it's like a bigger thing, and somebody goes under there, and it's like, oh, there's like a whole other freaking temple down here, Marvel.
Man.
Down
here.
Well, it's
Son of Havoc just hanging out in Little People's Court.
Yes.
Technically, the ring is supposed to be like the temple,
right? The symbol is like
the altar.
The altar. Thank you. Uh-huh. It's supposed to be like the altar, so they're sacrificing them upon the altar, and presumably to a higher power or a lower power.
I always was a little sketched out by that because I thought that the violence that would end the match would be the sacrifice. Like I feel like there needs to be like a thing that happens to cause the death rather than just the
to cause the sacrifice. Yeah.
Because in Chikara, when they had Deucalion killing people, they had him like choke slamming people on his knee.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that was like the they're dead moment.
Right.
But
right.
Here it's just like, oh, the lights went out and they left.
I mean, I guess the implication is that like when Matanza like does this whole
he's like calling them down.
Yeah, basically.
They like scoop them up and take them back up.
Kind of. Yeah. And now they're in heaven. Oh. Now they're on the Rainbow Bridge.
Can we bring in Matt Sydal as Heavenborn?
There you go. Exactly. But yeah, I'd like to think that they're in some sort of other, like...
Okay. Heavenborn's always making the save for people.
In some sort of other, like, plane or dimension.
Yeah, he's living on a prayer.
Oh, I hate you guys so much.
Don't worry, man. I hate me too.
Definitely, like, some other, like, plane or dimension that they can hopefully return from at some point. I've said it before. If you guys watch Monster Factory, they're in the crime-free Dairy Queen. They're just, like... they've just been kind of, like, transmogrified there.
I like the phrase spirited away a lot.
That's good. Yes, yes.
That's good.
Just vanished.
So who's the biggest name that's going to get vanished this season?
Man, I don't know because, like, the answer to that question has got to be wrapped up in so many, like, politics regarding contracts. Because if it's a big enough name, like, obviously they're going to want to keep him around. But, like, if they only had him for one season, then, oh, we can totally kill him off. We can Big Rick them in a comic book.
They should bring in El Hijo de Rey Mysterio as Rey Mysterio Jr. and exactly. Then spirit him away.
Exactly. All right. Yeah, so... So that's where that goes. We see this amazing kind of like avalanche rolling pronghold from King Cuerno.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Cuerno, I think was definitely the man to beat in this match. Mm-hmm.
And Cuerno's always the best.
Yeah, still not digging the trunks, but I'm so happy that he has. I don't know why, but the first couple of seasons he seemed like he was on a little bit of a lower level. I don't know why.
Yeah,
but,
a little bit.
But he's really stepped it up and shown, no, I'm going to be the face of this place. Mm-hmm. And I was really hoping for him to pull through, but ultimately we got a great performance out of him, and we'll continue to get great performances
out of him. I am also, like late seasons of Dragon Ball Z, I did not like the trunks either. But I do think...
It's a weird haircut.
Yeah. But I do think that King Cuerno is the actual best luchador on the show. Ego Del Fantasma is the dopest.
Yeah, definitely.
And I want him to be a main character. I want him and Marty to be the main characters.
Right, absolutely.
Those are the two I want to follow.
I dig that. I can get behind a season built around those two.
I'm going to say Mariposa gets spirited away at some point.
Okay.
Ooh.
Interesting. I could see that, actually.
Yes.
All right. Josh, real quick, do we have time for quick predictions? Real quick?
No?
A little bit?
Yes, we do.
A little bit?
Let's just make them.
Hyper quick. Real quick.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV prediction.
There you go. Nailed it. Yes! Theremin.
And now,
you know how hard it is to find a pocket theremin? It's pretty hard.
There we go. Okay, let's talk about this stinger. Marty the Moth, Mariposa. It doesn't serve a ton of purpose as far as, like, the stingers in the show go. It's basically...
Not as shocking.
It's basically just like, hey, Marty's going to be in the title picture now.
Yeah.
So where do you guys think we're going from here?
I think maybe a rivalry with El Dragon Azteca for the Gift of the Gods Championship. At the very least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he seemed very obsessed with taking Pentagon's teeth.
Which I don't think I got any hint towards that in past episodes.
Maybe,
did I miss something?
Maybe it's because he's a skeleton.
Maybe
it's just like a crazy thing that a crazy person would do.
I hope
that he goes to get his teeth and realizes that they're painted onto his face.
and he rips them out or like rubs them off. Yeah. Like, I got them!
I don't know. It was just weird because they were talking about it as if they had referenced it before.
Right.
Emily, what do you think?
I think Gift of the Gods, probably. Mm-hmm. And I hope that he does like mess up Pentagon's face paint.
Impact Wrestling has made me want to see people who aren't Pentagon dressed as Pentagon.
It's a very specific desire, but I'm right there with you.
So I want to see Mariposa and Marty the Moth both come out as Pentagons.
Exactly.
Because Pentagon's not in a tribe, right?
Mm.
He's just a free-floating skeleton dude, and that seems odd. Yeah.
Exactly. He's an aimless...
This is the best.
Yeah.
Free-floating skeleton dude, man. That's the dream.
That's the dream. Well, Milton Muertes is in the Death Tribe, right? So you would think that maybe, but...
That is kind of... Yeah.
But if Vampiro's not in it, and he's an evil Canadian vampire lord, there was that skeleton guy we saw at the end of the season last season, and we haven't seen him yet. Vampiro's actual Dark Master?
Who appeared
behind him?
That's right.
Who's Skullduggery from Secrets of Pro Wrestling Reveal?
Oh, don't you even get me started on the Stunt Granny. Guys, we've got our
Skullduggery.
We'll be right back here, same time, same
channel,
next week.
It's all part of the scam.
Talking episode 8. Until then, Josh, hit us with that sweet outro music. Mark, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Mark B. Donica. You can watch the NXT After Show every Wednesday at 6 p.m. right after NXT goes off the air. Make sure to watch Xbox 12360 right here on this network. Right here on this network. Today, we had Matt Riddle. Boy, did he have something to talk about, didn't he?
That, let's just deal with that. Mark Redonica on everything, and hi.
Matt Riddle's going to team with the Osirian Portal in next year's King of Trios and call him the Riddle of the Phoenix.
Where can they find you?
Riddle of the Sphinx is what I meant to say. Riddle of the Sphinx is what I meant to say.
I like that a lot. Where can they find you?
They can find me at Ralph's. I need to buy groceries.
I'm in there after
at
the show.
Ralph's.
Yeah, at Ralph's. Go to Ralph's. Yeah. No, you can find me at WinSpandex, uprocks.com/prowrestling, or WinSpandex.com. We are a 4-time RSPW award-winning best wrestling.
And you've got an Asylum movie under your belt, right?
I do, unbelievably. Flight 666. Look for it on iTunes, wherever iTunes are sold.
Check it out. Emily Pratt, where can they find you?
You can also find me at uprocks.com/prowrestling, or WinSpandex.com.
At Ralph's.
If you're Tiger Victoria, you may know it as UproXX, but as long as you spell it right, that's fine.
UproXX?
I don't know why I talked about that. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. This is
Can we start a wrestling promotion and call it UproXX?
We call it UproXX. You can find me online. Some people on the New Japan roster think that's what our website is.
All across our social media, at TimeOutToUsePMA. That includes PlayStation Network. Come play Overwatch.
PlayStation Network.
Come play Overwatch with me now that Wrecking Ball is a thing. You can find me on Saturdays, Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. Check your local listings. All that good stuff. Until next week, guys. Viva la lucha.
That's an ad.
So if something happens,
that's not the
executive producer Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff. We would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.